It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. This is our special weekend episode of Opinions Matter. We call it Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. And this is episode number 36. So, if you've never heard this episode of Opinions Matter, which we release every Saturday at about lunchtime, this is very different to everything else that we release during the week. This episode is taken from our Facebook Live that we do every day. So, at around about 1:30 most weekday afternoons, we broadcast live on our Facebook page, our entire podcast. The idea behind that, obviously, is to generate phone calls to make a podcast out of. Anyway, while the audience is building up on Facebook, myself and Jeremy, and from time to time, Katie, sit here in the studio talking the most random rubbish ever. Some of it can be funny, some of it is very frustrating, but it's very, very different. It is literally the two of us having the most inane ramblings, and none of it is edited. We literally haven't touched the edit button on these sections that you're about to hear. So on this episode of Opinions Matter Extra, you will hear the five rules that Jeremy had when he was living with his mammy. We'll hear about a woman who changes her bed sheets every single time she has sex, and the very hurtful thing that Jeremy did when consoling with a friend over the loss of his dad. You, like me, will agree it was very inappropriate. All that and much more on Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version, episode 36. Let's start last Monday.
Can I tell you all something?
Tell us something.
And it may make me sound like an old man. There's great drying out today. There's a great bit of drying out today.
That does make you sound like an old man.
But there is, isn't there? There's a great bit of drying out. There's a bit of wind, and it's nice and dry. And how often do you clean your bed sheets?
Once a week.
Well, now, I want you all to be... This is for the lickers listening to this part of the podcast live, when we record this live, okay? Because people who are listening back to it, we're like, who's he talking to?
No, that's true.
How do I text? You see, this is why I went to podcast school. How do we text?
You didn't even know what a podcast was up to a few years ago.
Podcast.
Anyway, go on.
Yeah, this is for the lickers who are listening to this podcast as we record it. How often, genuinely, and be honest, even if it's disgusting, if your answer is disgusting, how often do you clean your bed sheets?
Answer that, please, in the comments on Facebook or on WhatsApp, 0858252526.
It's not a matter.
Why do you need to know the answers to this?
I just want to know, because I think that I may be leaving them on too long.
Ooh. At what length?
I'm not going to say it, because I want to get the consensus.
Well, okay, is it longer than mine? I said once a week.
Stop pushing me.
No, once a week we change our bed sheets.
And that's, I'm happy for you.
Is yours longer than that?
Kathleen, hi from the Liberties. Kathleen, I don't give a fuck where you are. I want to know.
Don't be so rude to Kathleen. She's a loyal listener and you're telling her to fuck off.
I didn't tell her to fuck off. I said I don't give a fuck where she's from.
You can't say that either.
I just did. I want to know about your bed sheets. I don't care that you're in the Liberties. How often do people in the Liberties clean their bed sheets?
Well, we'll find out.
Sorry, I rephrased that. How often do people in the Liberties clean their stolen bed sheets?
You can't say that either.
In the Liberties, they all have, you know what, if you go into a house in the Liberties, yeah, and you go into someone's bedroom, have you ever been in the bedroom in the Liberties?
No, funny enough.
You haven't lived.
Why, what's in there?
Well, if you go into a bedroom of someone's house in the Liberties, and you go into the bedroom and you have a look at their bed sheets, it'll say the Hilton Hotel on it, or the Carlton Hotel. Or what's the other one, the cheap one? They're everywhere.
Which one?
The yellow logo. What's that?
The yellow logo?
The yellow logo. What is it?
I have no idea.
Anyway, they robbed their bed sheets.
I think that's a very scurrilous accusation against people like Kathleen. I doubt Kathleen has stolen bed sheets in her house.
Who knows? Who are you to say and who am I to say? Grace has been on to us, and Grace is from Loud, and she says, well, I clean my sheets once a week, so I do.
Did you put that on silent, by the way?
Sorry, it's not mine.
Yeah.
Oh, it's my wife. Did you clean the bed sheets this morning? No, that's actually true.
Okay, so in our
So Grace is once a week.
Yeah, that's what for Grace me is. It's once a week, twice a week in the summer, says Lou.
Now, Deirdre Downs is...
twice a week. Twice that's a week. A bit obsessive now, Deirdre, if you don't mind me saying
really?
So.
Really?
Yeah, it is.
I'll tell you why. And I'm waiting to see if anybody comes in with the same time as me, because I don't want to be a lone man on an island here.
That's nothing unusual on this podcast.
Twice a week, though. That's
it's a bit obsessive now, I'd be honest. Does anybody else clean their bed sheets twice a week? Well, I don't anyway. In our house, it's once a week.
I'm just trying to find out, is anybody saying the same as me? Ah, now we're in business. Now we're okay. We're okay. I feel okay. You know, like when you're in school, yeah?
Yeah.
And the teacher asked you a serious question. You never wanted to be the first to put up your hand.
In case you got it wrong.
So you know what the teacher said? What are cumulus clouds? You go, fuck, I think I know what cumulus clouds are.
But I'm not going to make a show of myself.
I'm not going to make a show of myself, so I won't put my
okay,
hand
okay, so you asked how often do you clean your bed sheets. I answered once a week in our house, yeah?
Yeah.
Yours is...
By the way, when you say we, you don't clean them. We actually do nothing in that house.
We actually change them together.
No, you sad, pathetic losers.
Well, our bed is big, like, you have to...
Oh, well, it would be for your lifestyle, to support your lifestyle.
What does that even mean? What sort of statement is that?
A factual one.
For what lifestyle?
Just saying. What's this?
To support your lifestyle.
No, to enable your lifestyle. Sorry.
Enable it.
Stop repeating everything you say. What size? Do you have a California King?
A big, huge joke. Yeah.
How big are we talking?
6 foot by 6 foot. It's huge.
Yeah, that would support your lifestyle.
What are you talking about?
The lifestyle that you've chosen to lead, which, by the way, no judgment here. This isn't a judgmental podcast.
I work hard. I work hard.
You work hard for your money.
Yeah, work hard for my money.
No, I'm just saying a 6x6 probably suits your lifestyle down to the ground.
I don't even know what that means, so we may move
on. Do you have a bowl beside the bed?
What?
Do you have a bowl
a
beside
bowl?
The bed? A bowl beside the bed. So, Liam, I'm just trying to get a picture of your bedroom.
You're doing what I said not to
no,
do,
this
by
is
the
all
way.
The one thing. This is all the one thing. So, I'm picturing a big bed.
Yeah.
Is it in the middle of the room?
Is in the
freestanding, like, or is it up against the wall?
It's up against the wall.
Yeah. My bed's up against walls.
But the headboard is that up against the wall? Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Does it make noise off the wall?
Not really. No.
Okay,
no.
That's good. So 6x6, just ladies and gentlemen, you put that into context. That's a big bed.
It's a super king or whatever they're called.
And is there a bowl beside the bed?
What would you have? Well, if you're feeling sick, you might have a bowl beside the bed. You know, if you were vomiting or something like that, but wasn't that no? What would we have a bowl beside the bed for?
I just thought you would.
No.
To support your lifestyle.
There's no bowls. Same lifestyles.
So we have a bowl beside our bed.
Do you? For what?
With Smarties in it.
For what?
So if we get peckish when we're in bed, we get Smarties.
Weird.
Because Smarties don't go off. You could literally have a box of Smarties from World War II. Hitler's Smarties, yeah?
And they'd be just as nice.
So was Hitler into Smarties?
Anyway, would you get back to the point?
So we do it every week and a half. And I said this to someone who I work with.
And they said you were a smelly bastard.
They didn't use those words. They said, that's pretty gross. That's a week and a half. And according to her, now she's a clean freak. Say hello to Gwen.
How are you, Gwen? Clean freak?
Gwyneth, she likes to be called.
Miss Paltrow, how are you?
It's not Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, isn't it?
Why would I be working with Gwyneth Paltrow?
Because the only other person I've ever heard called Gwyneth.
No, her name's Gwen.
Right, but then stick with Gwen.
And she does it 3 times a week. Now, I probably shouldn't have named her because what I'm about to say next is probably a bit dodgy. But Gwen, and this is coming from Gwen, not from me, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, people are upset with me saying a week and a half.
Yeah.
I would have thought that was standard.
Ew.
What?
Well, look at Lou. Ew.
Lou, you? What?
No, she's just saying ew.
Oh, no, she's going ew at the thoughts of 7 people in your bed.
And Kathleen says, Jeremy, you get great bargains in the Liberties.
Oh, when you rob them, it's a great bargain, yeah? Check into the Hilton for a night, rob all the bed sheets, shove them in your back. I'm telling you, you go into your house in the Liberties as well, yeah? Yeah?
This may or may not be true.
You look at the lamps in the living rooms, yeah? Look under the lamps, yeah? And it will say property of Jury's Hotel.
Where did this conversation start from?
Gwen changes her bedsheets 3 times a week.
Oh, that's a bit obsessive.
Now, and the reason she does...
Who has time for all that?
She doesn't work for a living. She's stay-at-home mum.
Oh, then.
Nothing better to be doing.
Oh, yeah.
Literally nothing to be doing. Hey, Gwen, thanks for listening to the podcast. But she changes the sheets after sex.
Every time?
Yeah.
So that means she's having sex 3 times a week?
In a roundabout way, she's pretty much disclosed that she has sex 3 times a week.
And she changes the bed sheet straight after it.
She says she cannot, and hear me out, guys, and see if this is a runner, yeah?
Yeah.
She cannot sleep in a bed after sex. So
what? She has sex and then gets up and sleeps somewhere else?
No. So if they have sex... Oh, Jesus, I'm saying too much.
Sorry, Gwen.
Gwyneth. To protect her, we call her Gwyneth.
Get on with it, will you?
Because her fellow...
But you get on with it!
If she has sex tonight at 11 o'clock, yeah? By 10 past 11, finished. Job done.
Yeah.
She will go to the closet
And change the bed straight afterwards?
In a post-sex state, she would go to the closet. No, I don't live with her. I just know this from her from saying. She'd go to the hot press.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she would take out the bed sheet. She'll take out the undersheet. She'll take out the valance. Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
The valance sheet. And she will change the duvet and the pillows, the whole lot. And according to her, and this is not me saying this before Adrian goes, yeah, I'm thinking about sex.
Well, you are.
No, I'm not bringing it up. It's Gwen. Gwyneth says she can't sleep in a bed with discharge.
Ew.
Yeah, you see, when you put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, oh, Darren is saying, you know Angry Darren, yeah?
Angry Darren, he's always bloody angry.
And I'll do his impression as well. If you ejaculate on the sheets that needs most, you have to change the sheets if you ejaculate on them. Now, this has come from Darren. The only thing Darren has ejaculated into is a sock in the last 30 years. Let's be honest. But it does make sense, doesn't it? No, I don't want to ask you, Aidan, how often you have sex a week.
No, I'm not going to answer it.
Because you're going to give me an answer and I'm going to make fun of you and go, yep, you pathetic.
Correct, yeah,
loser.
You are.
But is that not a fair... Can you sleep... Could you sleep in a bed that has that has juice?
But what's wrong with just rolling over and going to sleep?
Juice and discharge.
Ah, just roll over and go to sleep, for God's sake.
But no, and then you wake up in the morning with a sticky back.
Ah, it'd be grand. Okay, changing the sheets 3 times a week is a bit much.
But that's so often, obviously, they have sex, so they will not... Oh, Lou has been back on. She says, I couldn't sleep on a bed full of jizz.
Oh, Jesus, really?
Yeah, well, if you just tuned into this part of the podcast...
Yeah,
but
sorry about that.
I'm sorry about that. I love your honesty, Lou, and I actually... You've made me change my mind. That nobody wants to sleep on jizz.
Okay, so just change your bed sheets.
Remember you went to those places in Amsterdam when you were over there for the weekend?
What places?
The places you visited in Amsterdam. And according to you, the sheets were not changed.
No, I have no recollection of this at all.
Oh, you do. You know the place you frequent when you go to Amsterdam?
I haven't been in Amsterdam in years.
Anne Frank's house. Is there jizz on her sheets?
Stop it.
But isn't when you think about it, sex gives off a lot of discharge, doesn't it?
Allegedly, yeah.
No, not in your condition. Why would you want to? Oh God, juicy sheets.
Ah, stop it now. Where, you didn't tell me this conversation was going this way.
Blame Gwen. So, Gwen's point is, and I want to, if you take anything away from today's podcast, it probably is never listen to this again because it's filthy. Yeah. Is that you should change the sheets. You should always have... Now, I'm thinking going out to the hot press is not very romantic.
No, it's not.
My wife...
Like, what's wrong with cuddling each other to sleep?
Yeah, my wife, after I make love to her...
She pukes.
But after that... Where can you get sick bags? By the way, Mike, you're so chum with you. Can you not get a sick bag on a plane anymore?
I hear Mike just said, I've just tuned in. What the F am I listening to?
Who's Mike?
Mike.
Well,
that's Mike.
It's very simple. It's about whether or not you sleep on jizz. Or the female version of jizz. What's the female version of jizz?
Just clean your sheets regularly, will you?
But every time you have sex. So my plan would be that don't leave your sheets in the hot press. Have them right beside the bed, yeah? And after...
This is the most unromantic evening at home. Oh, that was lovely, darling. Oh, that was wonderful.
By the way, that's a bit creepy that you said that to her in her ear after having sex. Oh, that was lovely, darling. God, you make my skin crawl. You really make me...
But then I continue then.
You say...
That was wonderful, darling.
That would...
Now, get up.
What?
Get up and change the bed sheets.
Oh, you sexist pig. You expect what? Her to...
No, well, I'm not.
It's your discharge.
Absolutely not. I'm not having nothing to do with it.
Jeremy's sheets are full of cottage cheese, says Graz. Well, Graz, it's easy knowing you've never been in my boudoir because I do not eat cottage cheese. In fact, the only cheese that I eat is cheddar cheese. And I wouldn't eat it in bed. Would you eat cheese in bed?
No.
Would you eat a roast dinner in bed?
No.
Oh, I did.
Well, unless I was sick.
Yeah, when I had COVID.
Oh, you were isolated.
Yeah, I had it.
I wouldn't other than that.
Would you not?
No.
Oh, it's lovely. Dinner in bed, it's lovely. Anyway, let that be a lesson to you. Change your bed sheets after sex. This has been a political party statement on behalf of Opinions Matter.
That's what you call it.
And why has Adrian got a bed that fits 6 people? Ask yourself that.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.
Now, I hate when our listeners lie to us, by the way. Where's the music?
No, what music? What? Hang on. You want music, do you?
Yeah.
Here we go. There's music.
No, it's very jarring.
You said I want music.
It's jarring. That's jarring.
You hate when our listeners what?
Lie to us about stuff. A regular listener, if you listen to this podcast by the name of Trev.
Trev, yeah.
Or is it Trevor?
Trevor, yeah.
Trevor. Which is to say, make it those mints.
That's Trebor, you fool.
I always thought it was Trevor Mintz.
Trevor Mintz.
No, it is Trevor.
Trebor.
That would make no. No, it's Trevor.
It's not. It's Trebor, you fool of
the
a man.
The Mintz without the hole.
But they're polos.
No, they're the Mintz with the hole, you fool.
Trebor.
Trevor.
Is the name of the sweet company.
T-R-E-V-O-R.
No, it's not Trevor, it's Trebor.
Sorry, I only...
In fact, I'll tell you what it is.
Sorry, I was in a shop.
You weren't in any shop, you fool of a man.
I was never in a shop. I was never in a shop. I was in a shop only the other day getting the kids' feeties. That's what my little girl calls them. Isn't it so cute?
Feeties?
She's only a baby.
How old is she?
Doesn't matter. Who needs ages? Ages are for birth certs.
Yeah, but you should know her age then.
I can't. Don't put me on the spot.
Well, you don't know your youngest daughter's age.
I had to make a lads.
This is embarrassing.
I don't know if any of this has this ever happened to any of you, but I had to make a doctor's appointment for her the other day. She had a bit of a cough.
Yeah.
And I said I'd drop her over free on the medical card. You know the way I have a medical card? So I bring my kids to the doctor once a week for a day out, like a trip to the zoo. We bring a picnic basket and all out of blankets. And anyway, I rang the surgery to book an appointment for what's the youngest name?
Freya.
Madeline.
What's it? Freya.
Freya. For Freya. And why are they asking dates of birth when you're trying to book
it? But of course you have to know a date of birth.
That's ridiculous. So your woman rings. I ring the doctor's surgery, yeah?
And she said, can I have your daughter's date of birth?
So she says, what seems to be the problem? And I said, my daughter's feeling a bit poorly. She has a bit of a cough. I'm wondering, can I bring her around? Use the old medical card, yeah? 60 visits a week. It's great. I have an itch in me back.
Can you get on with it?
Can you stretch it for me, doctor? And she says, no problem. What's your daughter's name? And I give her name.
Yep. Yeah. And what's her date of birth?
Angelina. What's her name again?
Freya.
Freya is her name. Lovely Norwegian name, isn't it? Norwegian.
I don't know. You picked the bloody name.
I didn't pick the name.
Oh, you'd know hand actor parts?
No. My wife clearly said, yeah.
Oh, she said, we're calling this child Freya and that's it?
Yeah, she says, I'm the one carrying the baby. I'm the one with the swollen ankles. I'm the one with the morning sickness. I will call the baby whatever the fuck I want. She was very angry that day. Very angry that day. So I said, okay, back up. The difference between me and you, Adrian, yeah?
Yeah.
And there's many differences.
Yeah.
I know when to back off with a woman. You don't. You go full in, hell for leather. There has to become a time with a woman where you say, you're right, hon, and just walk away. Just walk away. Back up.
Anyway, go on. So you didn't know your own daughter's date of birth?
No.
And then about to say about Trebor. Trebor is the name of the company.
My daughter calls them feeties.
Feeties.
Feeties, that's what she said. Daddy, feeties. Feeties, daddy. Feeties, daddy. And I was in the shop the other day getting her feeties.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I saw a packet of Trebor sweets.
No, Trebor. T-R-E-B-O-R. Well, and I'll tell you how I know
that.
That
doesn't even make sense.
It does, because it's Robert in reverse. That company called Trebor is actually Robert in reverse. So there. What? It's Robert in reverse. Trebor. Write it down.
But I'm going to write it down.
Write it down. Trebor. T-R-E-B-O-R.
You don't need it. So it's one of those things like Navin. It's spelled the same backwards as front.
No. They yes, made a new is. Word out of it.
No, it's the same as Navin.
I know Navin is back and front the same. Trebor isn't.
It is.
Write T-R-E. T-R-E-B-O-R.
Yeah.
And then read it backwards. R-O-B-E-R-T. Robert.
I'll be the judge of that. Just wait for one second. Or.
Yeah.
O-B-E-R-T.
Or T.
So it's like Navin.
It's not the same letters.
It's spelled the same backwards as it is frontwards. What's that called?
How does Trebor make Robert?
What is that called? So said the same.
An oxymoron or something. I don't know.
What is it?
An oxymoron.
Yes, you're an oxymoron.
Anyway, what were you saying? You hate when listeners correct you or
say
something untrue.
A listener by the name of Trevor messaged us to say that he was having a packet of bonbons
one
day. And I called him out and said, you're a fucking liar. Well, I think, of course, it's very inappropriate.
Yes.
I said, you're a liar. Bonbons haven't been around since the 80s. Now, the reason I know that is my granny, God rest her, used to give me, because we weren't allowed to have sweets in our house as kids.
Why?
Oh, I grew up in a very strict household.
No feeties?
No feeties.
Oh, no.
We weren't. Can I give you a list of five things we weren't allowed? This is fucking nuts, by the way.
Is this true?
I would have been better off growing up in the Magdalen and laundries. Now, if my mother listens to this podcast, that's quite offensive.
Come on. No feeties.
No feeties.
Yeah.
So our granny used to smuggle us feeties and she'd open.
Yeah, my granny was very generous with the feeties as well, I'd be honest.
That's where you got the belly from. So she'd open the bag and she'd go.
Help yourself.
Don't tell your mother and your father. Well, actually, she had a real granny voice. How are you doing? Buy us the price of a cup of coffee and I'll give you some bonbon sweets. That's what my granny used to talk.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Do you want to use her sweets?
She was a heavy smoker, was she?
Very heavy smoker. And she used to give, here, shove those bonbons in your mouth and don't tell your mother or your father. Good little children you are. Buy us a cup of coffee. She was a coffee addict.
Right.
Okay. Coffee addict she was.
So go on anyway.
So we weren't allowed to have sweets.
But your granny gave you secret bonbons.
Actually, is there anything, for our listeners, is there anything silly that you were banned from either having or doing when you were a kid?
Okay, so yours was...
Oh, by the way, according to Dave, it's a palindrome.
He's dead right.
No, he is. You don't even know what that word is.
A palindrome is Navin. Navin is a palindrome.
Is palindrome not a big concert hall in London where they do shows?
The what?
The palindrome.
The palindrome.
That's where they have pantos and all that.
That's the Palladium, you fool.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, so go on.
Is there anything that you were banned from having?
So for you, it was feces.
Five things.
Go on. Okay, so sweets, yeah, go on.
Feces were not allowed. Soft drinks were not allowed either.
Oh, soft drinks, yeah. Yeah, so next.
The only thing we were allowed to have growing up was my waddy. I didn't have a fizzy drink until I was like 22 or something like that.
Jesus, okay. Soft, you made up for it now. Look at the fucking fridge over there. Look at the size of it. Packed with fizzy drinks.
It's gorgeous.
Okay, soft drinks, yeah, go on.
We had, or we weren't allowed to have a chipper on a Sunday.
You weren't allowed to have chipper on a Sunday?
Yeah, we weren't allowed to have chipper on a Sunday.
Could you have it any other day of the week?
You what?
You could have it any other day of the week except Sunday.
Yeah. Well, no, they'd have it once a week, but Sunday you were not allowed to have... So there was one day where, like back in the day, back in the 80s, shops didn't open on a Sunday. You couldn't go up to Tesco's or Dunnes.
No, but the chipper was open. The
chipper was open. And there was one day, my mother overcooked the chicken. Yeah?
Yeah.
She put the chicken in the oven and went to mass.
And forgot all about the chicken.
And the priest's sermon went on so long. It was giving out about single mothers or something like that. And, keep your legs closed. You know what
I doubt the priest said that.
Yeah, they used to say that back in the 80s. Keep your legs closed, you tramps. They used to say. And she came back and the chicken was overcooked and we couldn't eat it. And she let us go hungry rather than go up to the chipper. We were like, ma, the chipper's open. We can get it. Like, I love...
And what's the deal with chipper on a Sunday?
I don't know. I love a thigh and a breast.
Oh, so do I, yeah,
no,
absolutely.
No, not like me, you don't. I love nothing more than a tie.
Yeah.
Is it a tie?
A thigh. Or, a thigh.
No, I think the H is silent.
It's not a tie like the people from Thailand.
No, I think
it's
it is.
It's a thigh.
No, I think it's tie.
It's not a tie, you fool. A tie is a thing you wear around your neck.
It's also
I'd love you to have one around your neck.
That's gone very dark.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway.
Go on, the five rules. So sweeties, soft drinks, chipper on a Sunday.
Chipper on a Sunday. We weren't allowed to wear tracksuits on a Sunday either.
Okay, so you had to wear a suit on a Sunday, did
no,
you?
No, I had to wear my Sunday clothes. So even, say, my mates would call to the door, yeah?
Yeah.
And my mother would answer, and she'd put on the mammy voice.
Jeremy!
Oh, that's exactly what she used to
Jeremy!
Do.
Jeremy!
That's exactly what she... And she used to... My mother is a big
fan... The Buchels are at the door!
The what?
The Buchels.
Yeah, she's a big fan of big words. She loves using big words.
Did you do your ablutions, Jeremy?
She used to say that. I didn't even know what ablutions were. I thought I was having a wank. I had no idea. How does my man know I'm doing that? So my young...
So your mates are at the door and your elbow's standing at the door. Jeremy's doing his ablutions.
No, so here they are at the door. We should have got a doorbell, by the way. Yeah. It's ridiculous. They'd be banging at the door and I go, ma, just don't embarrass me. Don't embarrass me. And she'd go, Jeremy's upstairs doing his ablutions and putting his garments on. I'm like, ma, they're not garments.
No.
And I'd have to go down to the field to play football, yeah?
Yeah.
And all the young fellas be wearing their tracksuits. And what was the make of tracksuits they all wore back in the 80s?
Adidas.
No, it wasn't. We couldn't afford Adidas. What?
A Lessie.
No, it wasn't a Lessie.
I can't remember.
Remember the Fila? Fila?
Fila, yeah.
iPass, what were they called?
Well, anyway.
The iPass tracksuit.
You were all wearing the same tracksuits. Well, the lads were.
And there was me down in me.
With your shirt and tie on.
Me slacks and me brogues from Clark's having to play football.
Okay, so that's number four. And then what's the final thing?
Oh, we weren't allowed to watch Dallas.
Ah, yeah, that was filth.
Why, what was wrong?
Ah, it was filth.
What was it? Michael Saunders is there, Sanders, whatever your name is. Jeremy, you're from Corpo State Council. Yes, I'm very proud to be of my council background.
But so no sweets, ever, except when Granny smuggled them in.
When Granny brought feeties, yeah.
Okay. No soft drinks ever. You didn't have a Coke until you were 22.
Yeah, it was about 22. No, I had it. Sorry, my mother let me have it for my 21st.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Let you have it for your 21st.
That's actually true.
No tracksuits on a Sunday and no Dallas.
Why weren't we allowed to watch Dallas?
I don't know. Well, it was filth. It was for adults.
Why? What was the
dirt?
Why? What happened?
Degradation.
What happened in Dallas?
What? It was fornication there was.
Oh, and we weren't allowed to have friends of the... Now, this probably... in fact, if it didn't apply to you, this should. Did anybody else have this rule growing up where... Did you have female friends when you were younger?
I did.
As did I. Yep. I had more female friends than... I was always a hit with the ladies. It was always very... Ladies were always very partial to Jeremy.
Were they?
Oh, they were, yeah.
How come you didn't get laid till you were nearly 30?
Have you seen what I looked like in my 20s?
I did, actually.
Jesus Christ. Even my dad tried to hire a hooker for me, and she said, no, I don't need the money that bad.
Can I go back to the start of this conversation, which was...
No, I need to finish off that conversation first.
Oh, you weren't allowed to have friends in your room?
Of the opposite sex.
Proper order.
Why?
Because they'd want to get up on you.
No, no one wanted to get up on me.
Well, then I don't know why it applied to you.
So I had a lot of female friends. Hello, Katrina, if you're listening.
Hello, Katrina.
And who else? Oh, Babs.
Babs?
Yeah, Babs. We used to nickname her Babs with the Baps.
I thought you were kids.
What? And we were teenagers.
Oh, right, okay.
And if I had a member of the opposite sex over in my bedroom playing with me Star Wars toys or whatever the case may be.
No wonder you didn't get laid till you were 30.
Mother would shout up at you, Jeremy, who's in the room with you? Mom, it's Babs. Open the door. Leave the door ajar. She wouldn't even say open. She'd say ajar. Oh, that's why I didn't get laid. Literally, that's why I didn't get laid.
Now, back to the lies about bonbons. I want to show you a photograph.
See, Brian wasn't allowed to watch Glen Rowe when he was a kid. Was Glen Rowe saucy?
No, it wasn't. We're all having affairs and all that, yeah. Miley was riding rings around himself.
Was that the name of that episode?
Miley was riding rings around himself.
I can hear the ad. You know the continuity in RTD. Tonight on Glen Rowe, Miley is riding rings around himself.
Yeah, he was. He was having affairs left, right and centre and all that.
Farmers are very horny men.
So I believe.
They're very horny.
Anyway,
men.
Back to the bonbons. You said that Trevor, yeah, was lying about bonbons. I want to show you a photograph.
No.
You don't believe bonbons still exist? There, mister. That's Richie's bonbons.
Yeah, Richie makes them. He makes Milky Moos as well,
doesn't
he?
Yeah, that's them.
He's Irish, isn't he?
Yeah.
How are you, Richie, if you're listening?
It's a Dublin company.
Well, it's very hard to guess, Richie. You need to...
They're actually not. I only had them last week.
Sorry, Richie, you need to put your product out better. You're a fucking joke you are of a sweet maker.
Jesus, Richie was going to send us over a load of them.
I love you, Richie. You're great.
Anyway, you can get bonbons still.
By the way, Richie ain't alive still.
I doubt he personally is still alive, but the company is still alive.
Well, I have not seen... I've seen the cheap version ones that don't have the flary bit on them.
They're the bonbons you used to eat that your granny used to get you.
Yeah, but that picture could be... But that's like saying, Annie, you can pull up a picture of Adolf Hitler. That doesn't mean he's still around.
You can get... I only had bonbons last week.
Oh, Super Value sell them.
Yeah, there you go.
Why does it have Moo on the package?
Because that's their logo.
Well, what does Moo got to do with bonbons?
Milky Mints. No, it's just their logo. Do you know nothing?
I wasn't allowed, says Amanda, my boyfriend of 2 years into my bedroom with the doors open. Male friends weren't even allowed into my house. So that was the thing, was it?
That was, yeah.
But what were they afraid was going? I was so innocent up until the age of about 25. Honestly, if you'd
have a girlfriend up in your room.
If you had if you had known me at the age of 22.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you drew me a picture of a vagina. Although that'd be a weird thing for you to do.
It really was.
Hey, Jeremy, how are you?
I have drawn you a picture of a vagina.
By the way, hang on. How do you draw a picture of a vagina? Let me see. Hang on.
Anyway,
is that a vagina?
It's a funny looking one. Jesus.
Is that not what... But how... Everybody can draw. Okay, I'm going to do... I know this is visual, but I'm going to do it.
Audio.
Yeah, it's audio, and I know this is quite visual, but this will be for the people watching. It's easy to draw a picture of a penis. Everybody can draw a picture of a penis. It's a big...
Why are we having this conversation?
It's a big U upside down with two ears on. Look, for those people watching, that is a picture of... Hey, looks like yours, actually. Look at... Flaccid. How does one... Because anytime you see graffiti, it's always a dick. People do not do vagina graffiti.
No, they don't, funny
so
enough.
So how do you draw graffiti of a vagina? My point is, when I was 22...
Yeah. You had a female... I heard this story. You had a female friend in your room, and she said, Jeremy, will you drop the hand? And that's what you did. You just dropped your hand.
I'm just saying, had you drawn me a picture of a vagina at the age of 22, I wouldn't have even known what it was. I'd say, What the? What do you do with that? Oh, hang on. Amanda's saying draw a tulip and turn it upside down. What does a tulip look like?
I've absolutely no idea.
Hang on. A tulip upside down. Oh, hang on. Oh, I think this is this.
Yeah. What the
Now that's a tulip. And now I'm turning it upside down.
What am I looking at now? What is this?
Allegedly it's a vagina.
It's a funny looking yoke.
Now I'm sorry, ladies, if any of your vaginas look like tulips upside down, you need to see a gynecologist fairly quick smart. Can I recommend Mr. Because they're not called doctor gynecologists. Mr. O'Mahony, best gynecologist in Dublin.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it from us for today. We may be back tomorrow if they'll ever have us. Have a good
I
day.
I know what you can do. You know what we can ask them to do? Because we can then queue it up for tomorrow, yeah?
What?
WhatsApp us. Draw your best vagina. Work with me here. Work with me here.
Oh,
I
mean, my God.
We need to bring vagina graffiti to the fore, okay? For too long...
So you want people to draw a vagina and send it to us on WhatsApp?
Yeah, for too long, the male appendage has been made fun of in graffiti. Everybody, every public toilet you go into, you see a dick written on the back of the door, don't you?
You do?
Yeah. So I want to start drawing vaginas on toilet doors. So what I want you to do is... And it has to be that as soon as you look at the picture, like as soon as you look at dick graffiti, you go, that's a dick.
You do.
Don't you?
Mm-hmm.
But why did they draw the line at the top of it? No penis has a line at the top of it. Like, literally, there's always a big line, like a 6-inch line going down it. So if you have the time this afternoon after this podcast has been finished recording, what I want you to do, ladies and gentlemen, is get out a piece of paper and a pencil, HB.
Yeah, and send us a drawing of a
dark
vagina.
Dark pencil. And draw what you think a vagina looks like. And have a packet of bonbons as well. Richie, you listening?
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter.
With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Am I going to be able to shout at them?
Go on, try shouting.
No, I have to save my voice.
But you never shout.
What?
You never shout in this podcast.
Oh, I do. It's like Michael Bublé always rests his voice before gigs. So I have to rest my voice.
But you're going to be performing in front of 80,000 people, are you?
Birds flying high. Madame de Bublé, where's he gone?
He's enough money to be able to take it easy.
What?
He's enough money to be able to take it easy.
There's very few people I get out of bed to go to a gig to, and he's one of them. I've seen every Michael Bublé gig.
Ah, jeez. Yeah. Absolute jeez.
So you went to see Sonny Knowles.
When did I ever see Sonny Knowles?
You went to see Sonny Knowles.
I never went to see Sonny Knowles.
Or
who even is Sonny Knowles?
Or what's your
Beyonce's old fella.
No, what's your man's name you went to see?
Who?
Big in the Midlands.
Joe
who?
Ah, there was no show like a Joe show.
No, not Joe. Big. Oh, were you very pally with Joe?
With Joe Dolan?
Yeah.
How
pally were you with him?
Ah, fairly pally, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Did he ever get to see your 6x6 foot bed?
No, he didn't, funny enough. No, sorry about that.
Now, what's your man's name from the Midlands that they're all mad about?
The Midlands?
He's related to your woman from the Saturdays. What's her name?
Brezzy. He's from the Midlands somewhere.
Well, he is, but what's her name? Una Healy. What's Una Healy's uncle's name?
Una Healy's uncle?
He's a big singer down in the Midlands. Declan Ernie.
Is Una Healy's uncle? I never knew that.
Oh, hello, 1990. Right.
Never knew that.
Yeah, stop the world and let me off. You went to that gig before.
I don't know who he is.
Yes, he did, because
if he knocked on this door, I wouldn't know who he was.
Well, why would he knock? Why would literally Declan Ernie
rock up to the Sands Hotel, come upstairs... Yeah.
Now, where did she... there's a photograph of Declan Ernie standing beside Una. Now, Una would be my... She's a woman.
Oh, yeah. She'd be my cup of tea as well now, I'll be honest. Yeah.
But you wouldn't be yours, just want to say.
Why?
You're Lions and she likes Barry's, if that makes sense. She's literally... You're not her cup of tea. Okay?
And you reckon you would be?
Oh, I would be... Do you remember she came in to see us when we lived in Cleary's window?
We did, yeah.
She was all over me like a rash.
She was not. She actually stood away from me.
She was all over me
because there was a smell of BO off you at that stage.
She was all over me like this throat infection is all over me. Anyway, no, it wasn't Declan Nearly you. It was the other fella. What's his name?
Who?
Carter. Nathan Carter.
What about him?
You went to see him.
Oh, I've seen him, yeah. He's brilliant.
Oh, you fucking... You fool of a man.
No, he's don't knock it till you try it.
Oh, Una Healy. Una Healy.
Well, calm down there, Tiger, will you?
I'm just saying. Isn't she beautiful? And she's a lovely person as
well.
She's
nice, yeah. She's
a really nice person. But unfortunately, the genes didn't pass on to her uncle, Deckman. He looks like a wet boot.
Why would she be passing genes on to her uncle? It's a bit weird.
Well, no, she would. But they're from the Midlands. Any shit happens there. But how can one member of a family be very plain looking? And I don't mean any disrespect.
Are you listening, Declan?
But you do look like a kicked boot. Like, you look like one of my young fellas' football boots that's been ran around the park 100 times. And Una, on the other hand, is perfection, isn't she? Can she cook them?
Will you calm down there?
I always think when a woman is as perfect as Una Healy, there's always a red flag.
What's the red flag?
She can't cook.
How do you know that?
Well, there has to be something. Everybody has...
I'd imagine Una's a great old cook.
I'd imagine she's a great old...
Cook.
Cook. Anyway, right. Thank you. Stop the world and let me off.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to today's Opinions Matter.
By the way, before you go on, song Stop the World and Get Me Off, yeah?
Stop the World, I Want to Get Off.
Stop the World and Let Me Off. Yeah,
yeah,
you know
what
that
about
song?
It?
So a scientist in America heard about this song. There's a video on YouTube and he's an astrophysicist. and he actually was able to prove what would happen if the world did stop to let you off. So if the world stopped now, it's spinning.
It's spinning around, yeah.
Spinning around 40,000 kilometres an hour or something. It's going fairly fast.
Yeah.
And if the world was to stop for you to get off, yeah?
Like so, as per Declan's request.
As per Declan. So Declan wants the world to stop and let him off, yeah?
Okay.
And if that were to happen, do you know what would happen?
No, what would happen?
What do you think? I was surprised. So this astrophysicist actually, well, he didn't prove it. You can't stop the world to let you off.
But he hypothesized.
Oh, I like that word.
You like that word?
Yeah, yeah.
He hypothesized about what would happen.
Hey, Una, would you like me to hypothesize you? Oh, God, you know what the red flag with Una is? I've just discovered it. I'll come back to it in a second.
Anyway.
But if the world were to, so it's spinning at the moment.
Yeah.
Spinning around. Yeah. If it were to stop, yeah, literally we'd all go flying at like 4,000 miles an hour. So you go flying into that wall there. Everything would go flying in the opposite direction.
Oh.
So there'd be bits of you all over.
Port Marnock.
Not for the first time, mind you, if the rumours are true. But you had to be bits of your head would be over in Ireland's Eye and your leg would be there and your dick would be in Hoth and stuff like that. So you'd be literally torn into pieces.
Oh.
Now, the red flag that Una Healy has, do you know what it is? But that thing that went on last year, the truple, that's a bit of a red flag.
It was a bit odd, all right, yeah?
Yeah, you know, like, but the other red flag, her accent.
She's a Tipperary accent.
Yeah, it's going to be a bone of, a bone.
Can I just tell you, by the way, you stand 0.000 chance. You've as much chance.
Here we go, kick a man when he's down, yeah?
You've as much chance with Una.
I'm on the ground and I'm dying. What are you going to do to me?
I'll kick you really hard.
Well, kick
you've
me.
As much chance with Una Healy as 0.00.
That's still an outside chance. I'll take those odds. Thank you very much. And my wife knows. She knows that if
Una knocks on your front door, which is very unlikely.
Oh, she wasn't happy when they took a photograph with her in Cleary's that time.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, the fact that it was draped over was
You were draped over, yeah.
Yeah. That's a guard issue now, by the way. Anyway, Una, you've everything going for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the Tipperary accent. If, you know, if you were whispering in my ear, it'd be like the two Johnnies talking to me. Wouldn't it? And who's going to get a horn out of the two Johnnies? Are you listening?
What's Johnny A and Johnny B.
I was about to say, what's their names?
They're both called Johnny.
Are they?
Yeah.
Is that not just the name of the podcast?
No, their names are both Johnny.
No, what's the chances that the two friends would have the same name?
Yeah.
Have they the same surname?
No. Obviously not.
No, are they brothers? Like, well, I don't know anything about
them. One of them's called Johnny Smacks and the other is called Johnny Doesn't Smack or something. I don't know what the other fellow's name
is. Johnny Smacks?
Is his name, yeah.
Who does he smack?
I don't know. That's his name.
We need to look that up. Johnny.
Yeah. Johnny Smacks. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he does with his friend.
Yeah.
Who's another Johnny.
So they just happen to have the same names.
Correct.
We probably shouldn't be promoting their podcast.
No, possibly not.
As much as we do. Anyway, Una, can I just say before.
Johnny Smacks and Johnny B. That's what they call themselves.
Can I just say, Una, before we depart this world. No, we're not departing the world. Una, let's stop the world and let each other off.
Get each other off.
No. Oh, geez, divorce papers. Have you ever got divorce papers served?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have, yeah. From people I know who've had divorce papers served, yeah?
Yeah.
It's not a nice paper.
What do you mean it's not a nice paper?
When you open the envelope, it doesn't say nice things.
No, obviously it doesn't.
Well, it could. I'm sure. No, but.
You're kindly invited to a divorce. RSVP.
I'm a sore throat. No, but I know of a friend who has recently been served divorce papers.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this only happened in America.
No. Obviously, you do have to get a letter saying the divorce is imminent.
And I'm not laughing about it because their marriage is pretty much over, yeah? But anyway, the envelope came in the door. They've been living apart for the last year. In fact, he lives next door in his mother's house.
Oh, jeez, that's awkward.
So they bought a house beside their mother-in-law, which...
That's ridiculous.
Why would you do that?
No, I don't
property
know.
Prices were good at the time, yeah? So that was the first mistake. Don't buy beside your mother-in-law, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And he's living next door and it comes by registered mail. So it's not on post.
No, no.
Like it comes to your door.
I'm supposed to deliver registered mail, you fool.
Well, I don't know who fucking delivered. Anyway, it got handed to his hand. So let's say his name is Kennedy, yeah?
Okay.
Are you Mr. Kennedy?
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
There you go.
You're going to have to sign for this, sir. And he signed for it. And he thought it was like something he bought on Wish.com or something like that. And he opened it up. And it didn't say nice things. There was no nicety.
Again, like what do you expect into divorce papers?
But I'm just
saying. You were cordially invited.
No, to
RSVP.
No, but it said. It was very. For want of a better word.
Save the date.
No, there wasn't any. It was very aggressive. Yeah?
It tends to be.
Really?
Yeah.
Why can't people just get on?
It's all ahead of you if you keep going on like this about Una Healy.
I know, the reason this would not bother my wife, and I'll actually play this podcast too. Is this part of the, yeah?
I don't know.
Ah, yeah, it would be,
we'll
yeah.
see.
Stop the world and let me off. I'll play this for her, and she'll, you know what she'll say? You're fucking, well, she doesn't really use bad language, she's a lady, but she'll say, you're the most pathetic, worm-like man I've ever met in my life. I don't know why I married you, and here's your divorce papers.
Yeah.
Can you hand them to the person yourself?
No, not really, no.
Does it have to be by a third party?
I don't know.
You do? You've been, how many divorces have you had so far?
Loads.
Two already in the bag and one pending. Like, Jesus Christ. You're literally, who's the one that was divorced?
Who?
A million times in America? You're Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Zsa Zsa Gabor? Who the fuck is that?
She was an American. Does anybody know who Zsa Zsa Gabor was?
No, nobody does.
And why did she have to say her first name twice? Like, would you go around and call yourself
Adrian Kennedy?
Jessa. Zsa Zsa Gabor was an American actress and heiress. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, right, and what? She had millions of husbands.
What's a heiress, by the way?
She's going to get loads of money.
Well, she's not now, she's dead. But she was married. Ask ChatGPT how many times Zsa Zsa Gabor was married.
I couldn't care less.
People need to. They're not going to switch off the podcast until we give it a. How do you spell Zsa Zsa?
I don't know.
Zsa.
I've never even heard of this person.
Oh, you would. Zsa Zsa Gabor. Yeah?
Yeah.
So how many times was she married? Yeah. She's quite a looker back in the day. Are you listening, Nuna? How many times? By the way, we pay you to do this, Amanda. Like, it's ridiculous I have to do this. So she was married 9 times.
Oh.
So literally you're catching up on her.
That's a fair amount of marriages. Yep.
So you have Zsa Zsa Gabor and Adrian. Here you go. I'll DJ at your divorce party, by the way.
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
I'm in a spot of bother, Aiden.
Why do you call me Aiden? That really bugs the shit out of me.
That's probably why I do it, though.
When you know full well my name.
I'm in a spot of bother, Aiden. And this is...
Come on, spit it out, Jerry, will you?
It's quite a difficult pickle I found myself in.
You're in a pickle. Okay, tell
why
me about
you
your...
Why do you use the word pickle, though? Why isn't it...
I don't know.
It makes no sense.
Tell me about the pickle you're in.
So, a friend of mine, ex-colleague.
You ex-colleague?
Yeah, you used to work with him.
Would I know this individual?
No, you wouldn't. We don't socialize. We don't socialize in the same circles. Hey,
but an ex-colleague.
I drink in the Doll Bar.
You were there once.
There a couple of times actually.
What are you doing in the Doll Bar?
Oh,
traitor!
Oh, they did. They
yeah,
did,
traitor.
Yeah, hang them out to dry. I was picking up my envelopes. And I have to say, guys, for those of you who haven't been in the Doll Bar, they do a lovely toasted cheese sandwich.
Very good. Okay. Yeah, anyway, go on. So you're in a pickle.
I'm in a pickle. So. A friend of mine, ex-colleague, mm-hmm. his father died last week.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that, yeah.
Well, you didn't know the man.
Well, but I'm sorry to hear anyone die.
I hate people to say that. No, that's ridiculous.
What?
No, that I'm not accepting that.
I'm sorry to hear of anyone dying.
No, I'm not accepting those.
No, death isn't a thing I'm into.
I'm not accepting those condolences.
No, I'm not. I'm sorry to hear that.
Charlie Kirk?
Yeah, go on anyway,
Were you happy when he died, or were you sad?
I don't have an opinion on that.
Anyway... his father died and he put a post up. I was like, I'm not a fan. People who put it up on Facebook. I know you do it as well. You love it. You love the clicks. You love the likes. Yeah, you love the likes.
Go on anyway, will you?
So we put a post up on Facebook saying, and it was a link to the RIP.ie thing. Yeah. By the way, when I die, I want you to take control of my estate.
Oh, brilliant. So, brilliant. Controlling nothing.
No. What I want you to do when I die, you know RIP.ie. So
you
can put it all up and you can say how loved I was in the radio industry and podcast industry, but close off the condolence section.
Why?
The fucking shit people would say about me in the condolence section.
Oh, actually, yeah.
Close off.
Oh, then I'll definitely leave it open.
And I'll do the same for you. That can be our death pledge to each other.
Death pledge, okay.
Yeah.
So close down the comments.
Yeah, so I lie on your RIP and I'd say you were much loved within the industry, okay?
Okay, well, I'd do the same.
You were hated, literally hated, yeah?
Yeah.
But close off those comments. Can you imagine the stuff that would come in?
Serves him right.
Yeah, yeah.
Better off dead.
He took the jab. What's the thing they call? What's it, the cancer? What's it called?
Turbo cancer.
Turbo cancer. We knew it would get you, Kennedy. What was the woman that called me during COVID when she rang in to give out a movie? Clot boy.
That's right.
She said I'd have a clot within 2 years. Anyway, close off the section.
The comments, yeah. Okay.
Anyway, my friend put up the condolence and his father and the link to the RIP.ie. And I was at home looking at it on my phone at the time. And I saw the post and I put a sad emoji underneath the post.
That was all you did.
I don't do lazy, inconsiderate bastard. I don't do thoughts and prayers. I don't. If you know me very well, you know I'm not a thoughts and prayers kind of person.
But you're a lazy person with your condolences.
No, I didn't know what to say.
But then say nothing. Say nothing.
Like Ronan.
A crying emoji.
You say your best.
When you say nothing at all, yeah.
No, I don't do thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, but don't do emojis as your condolence.
Why? What's wrong with emojis?
So on RIP.ae.
Oh, sorry, I have good news for you, by the way.
Fantastic, very good.
Does that make you happy?
That's made me happy,
we just got very good news into the Opinions Matter email address.
That's fantastic.
Thanks, Lauren.
That's brilliant, thanks, Lauren. Thank you, Lauren. This made my day, yeah.
Has it?
Ah, yeah. That'll do, yeah. Anyway, continue on.
What was I saying?
Your comment on RIP.ie was a sad face emoji.
No, it was on Facebook.
On Facebook. It doesn't matter where it was.
Yeah.
That's pathetic.
I don't do thoughts and prayers.
But then do nothing.
And I don't do thinking of you at this difficult time. I don't do that. And I'll tell
you. Because you're not thinking of them?
No, because people who say that, they're not thinking of you.
They are. But some of us are.
No.
Some of us actually have a heart.
No, I don't have a heart. As my wife often says, I have no soul. She says, I have a heart that's black.
Yes, she's right.
I know she's right.
So this friend of yours, this former colleague who's lost his dad, yeah?
Yeah.
Obviously, he's grieving.
And I'm not making a joke out of this.
No, I know that. And obviously, he's grieving. And your contribution to his grief was little crying emoji. That was it.
No, not the sad emoji. No, the crying one is laughing.
There is the sad one.
So I did the sad emoji. Anyway, thought nothing of it. And about an hour later, I get messages from mutual friends saying, what the fuck? What are you up to?
Yeah.
What have you done? And I don't know what they're talking about. I'm like, what are you talking about? What the fuck is wrong with you? Are you on drugs? Someone said.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't know what you're talking about. And then they said, have a look at Blank's Facebook post.
Yep.
So I log back onto Facebook. It's me logging onto Facebook.
Yeah, very good. You make a lot of noise, but yeah.
And I look at the post and I realise that I'm after doing a laughing emoji by mistake.
Oh my Jesus.
It's a very easy. Just be careful out there, guys. Be careful out there.
Oh, you did a PMSL laugh emoji?
Yeah, I did the big laugh by mistake because as you know, I have very fat thumbs. No, but I do. Look at the size of my thumb.
Yeah, it is fairly big.
Like, who was your man that stuck his finger in the dike?
What?
There was a fella years ago.
I don't know where this is going, but I don't like the sound of it.
No, it's a good story. There was a fella years ago, yeah?
Yeah.
There was a leaky dike.
Right, okay. Yeah?
And he got his thumb.
Yeah.
And he stuck his thumb into the dike.
And the dike was into that, yeah?
But the dike had no say in the matter.
Really?
Have you never heard this story?
No, never.
It's an
This
old,
guy shoved his thumb into a dike.
It's an old
and the dike didn't seem to care.
It's an old Danish story. It came from Denmark. Or not Denmark. What's that other country?
The Netherlands.
It came from the Netherlands. Anyway, the dike was leaking. I don't know. Have you ever come across a leaky dike?
No, never, no.
It's quite a dangerous thing.
But I wouldn't have thought you can just shove your thumb into a dike.
Well, he did.
And you feel like it.
He shoved his thumb right into the dike. And the moral of the story is, yeah?
Yeah.
If a dike is leaking... So the moral of that story was, sometimes a part of your body can do more than you think it can. I think that's the moral of the story.
Is it?
So he had nothing else to stick in the dike. There was nothing else available to him at the time. Okay?
Right, so the dike is starting to leak.
Sorry, we learned this in primary school, by the way. Are you listening, Helen McIntyre?
Hang on for one second. There's no sticking fingers into dikes in primary school.
There is, if Helen McIntyre has her way. There is, yep. Literally, ideology, dike ideology. That's what's been learned in schools. So he stuck his finger in the dike. Anyway, where was I going?
I don't know.
I very fat thumbs.
Yeah.
So I pressed the wrong emoji.
Oh, yeah, the laughing emoji.
So your man, I tried to WhatsApp him. This is a true story, by the way. I tried to WhatsApp him the other day. He has me blocked on WhatsApp.
Oh, no.
And he has me blocked on Facebook. So now he thinks I put up a laughing emoji about his father dying.
Regardless, any emoji is not appropriate.
Oh, no. Sad emojis are appropriate.
No,
because you're sad. You're sad.
But at least write some words with it.
No, I had no words.
But then that's why he's pissed off. Because you couldn't have been bothered. He probably would have been pissed off anyhow, even if you just put up the right emoji.
But how do I explain to him?
I wouldn't believe you if I were him.
Well, you hardly think I laugh at someone's death.
But you couldn't even write a word. You couldn't say, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Because I didn't want to come across as, now a lot of you will not understand what this word means. You can use Google. I'll give you a second to Google it. I didn't want to come across as disingenuous. Can you explain?
Well, then why did you comment in any way?
Can you explain to the common folk what disingenuous means?
You being a prick.
No, it means insincere.
Yeah.
Thoughts and prayers.
But then why bother doing anything?
Condolence to the family.
Why do anything?
Oh, you have to do something.
No, 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 no.
Oh, no, Aidan, you have to. You can't let it go.
You cannot, Jerry.
No, you can't let it go. You can't let it pass.
Jerry, you're a fool of a man.
It's like when I see you, when I see a Harris passing me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll always bless myself. I don't know who's in the Harris, but I'll bless myself.
You bless yourself?
Oh, I bless myself.
You don't believe in God.
I know, but
what's the point in doing that?
Because it's the right thing to do, Aidan.
And so is saying, my thoughts and prayers are with you. Lots of love, Jerry.
But he wasn't in my thoughts. Because in fact,
you don't give a fuck. So that's why he's annoyed and that's why he's blocked you. End of conversation. Because he knows you couldn't care less.
No, I could care less. But my point was, when I saw that post on Facebook, half an hour later, I was going to a football match. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Do you get me? So if he was in my thoughts, I wouldn't be going to a football match. Half an hour later, I was like, come on, now, boys. Come on, now, boys. Come on. Come on. Come on, the Pats. Come on, the Saints. That's what I'm like, by the way.
While your mate is bawling his eyes out over his dad passing and you send a smiling emoji, a laughing emoji, you're and some fucking friend you are.
So how do I get
you
around?
Don't get out of it. Do I know this person?
What?
Am I acquainted with this individual?
No, you wouldn't be. You wouldn't be.
Well, I'm going to make it my business.
But my wife went through me like a fucking...
Now she's right.
Like your man with the dyke.
She shoved her thumb into you.
And she says, why can you not comment on the thing?
Why can't you?
Her exact word was, could you not find one empathetic, or is it empathetic?
Yeah, empathetic, yeah.
Could you not find one empathetic thing to say to a man?
And you could find nothing.
What could you say? What do you say?
Piss myself laughing. I mean, that's what you did.
Well, I was, no, I didn't. It was a mistake. I was going to say gone too soon. But the man was in his 80s. I hate people that say that, by the way. Gone too soon. No.
But then don't say that. Just say.
If you die at 85, yeah?
You're not gone
too soon if you die at 85.
Okay,
all
you have to do is say sorry for your loss. That's it.
Like William Shatner, as you know, is about 95 at the moment, isn't he?
He's an old man, yeah.
And they think he's the final frontier is on the way.
Yeah.
That's a Star Trek reference, but
Good man.
And they think, and when he dies, William Shatner, yeah, people are going to say gone too soon.
No,
not gone too soon. Gone at the right time. Anyway, I hope he doesn't hear this podcast, but I just want to say this is, my long-winded way to say this was, yeah, if he is listening to this podcast, I genuinely did not mean to put a laughing emoji.
And I'll add on to that, but I genuinely am a lazy bastard who doesn't have any consideration for your loss. That's why I only put up, I was trying to put up
a sad emoji.
A crying emoji.
I did that when who died? What deaths have you had recently, years? But before her, there was someone.
No.
Was it your dog or something?
Oh, my dog, yeah.
I put up a sad emoji for your dog.
Yeah, but I ignored it. It was just, you prick.
But there was nothing to say in the comments. What can I say? Gone too soon. The dog was 15.
Anyway, to Jeremy's friend, I apologise for being such an insincere prick.
Former friend, Aidan, I think you'll find.
Thanks, Jerry.
Blocked on WhatsApp and Facebook. Just be careful with your fingers and emojis, okay? That's all I'm saying. And the boy in the dyke.
Yeah.
Yeah? Did you not look it up?
No. The boy in the dyke.
Jeez, you have to be careful what you Google.
Yeah, I'm seriously.
You're hard driving.
Clear your history.
The boy in the heroin?
No, what the boy in the dyke.
The boy in the dyke. Oh, it's a poem.
The boy in the dyke, isn't it? Refers to a famous Dutch folk tale and it's variously the most.
So he plugged a dyke to prevent a flood.
With his thumb.
With his thumb.
He gave the dyke a good plugging.
I can't believe you didn't learn that in school.
I didn't.
Dyke trans, what's it called? Dyke ideology.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion matters, but not as much as ours does.